Welcome to the CX Goalkeeper Podcast, where we unlock the winning edge through conversations with industry experts and thought leaders. Each episode explores how transforming business through human experience creates real impact. Join us for actionable insights and fresh perspectives that inspire success. Follow, rate, and review the podcast on your favorite platform. The next episode could spark your next big idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the CX Goalkeeper Podcast. Today, I am with Arvind. Hi, Arvind. How are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm doing good. How are you? Thank you for having me here.
Super happy and super keen to kick off the discussion together with you. Today's episode is the AI-powered data revolution, what leaders need to know. And we have somebody great that will explain to us quite a lot of stuff around data revolution. And I'm super keen to kick off this discussion. But as usual, before we start deep diving in this topic, Arvind, could you please introduce yourself?
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Arvind Nothalapati, and my journey in technology has been driven by passion for cloud data and AI innovation. So with background in supporting and leading large-scale cloud transformations, I have worked extensively in modernizing data ecosystems and optimizing big data platforms and implementing cloud-driven analytics. I'm excited about the future of intelligent data platforms and how they are shaping the next wave of digital transformation. So the core values that I have guided my professional path are innovation, impact, and continuous learning. So I believe leveraging the technology to solve real-world problems, ensuring that data and AI are used responsibly to drive business transformation. So I value adaptability and staying ahead of emerging trends to help organizations make data-driven decisions with confidence and agility.
Thank you very much, Arvind, for this introduction. And now let's kick off the game. Let's kick off the discussion, the AI-powered data revolution, what leaders need to know. My first question is, how can organization strategically modernize their data ecosystem to support advanced analytics?
Yeah, I mean, to modernize the data ecosystems, start with a clear alignment between business objectives and the data strategy. It is not just about the technology, but also about ensuring that data-driven decisions are supported by the right architecture and the governance. So a structured approach such as like adopting a Medallion architecture, which is kind of bronze, silver, and gold layers within a cloud data lake, helps in logically organizing the data while maintaining the quality, consistency, and the scalability. So in this approach, like the raw data is first ingested into a central repository, like data lake storage, and then that considered as a bronze layer. So then using the cloud native ETL tools, data undergoes cleaning and transformation, progressing to silver and the gold layers, so making it refined and ready for the advanced analytics. This ensures that structured, high-quality data sets are available for business intelligence, real-time analytics, and AI-driven forecasts. So leveraging the modern cloud tools accelerates this kind of process. So beyond the technology, we need to have automation and the culture play a key role in the modernization. So automating data ingestion and preparation reduces manual effort, allowing the teams to focus on insights rather than the data wrangling issues. So establishing a data-driven culture ensures that stakeholders trust and effectively utilizes insights, so driving the better decision-making and the business outcomes. So ultimately, modernizing the data ecosystems is an ongoing journey, so requiring both technological advancements and a mindset shift. So we have to leverage cloud-native data services, and the organizations can create an efficient, scalable, and intelligent data ecosystems where data can flow seamlessly to those who need it. Yeah.
Thank you very much for this explanation. You mentioned a lot of different topics, and you mentioned several times the word cloud and the importance of cloud. Could you please let's quickly double click on this cloud topic? Why is so important to move to cloud?
Because of the scalability and the cost optimizations, the main reasons to move, and then modernizing the data ecosystems. We have a lot of tools, and the integration with the other tools is much seamless. That's the main purpose of moving to the cloud.
What are the biggest challenges organizations face during cloud migration, and what are some of the most effective ways to overcome them?
So when it comes to moving to the cloud, it's going to be a complex process. So that comes with several key challenges. So one of the most common issues is data silos. When migration happens in stages, some data may remain on-premises while other components move to the cloud, leading to fragmented insights and integration complexities. So latency also can also become a concern here, especially when parts of an application are split between on-premises and the cloud environments. So potentially, it's going to affect performance due to the network delays. So additionally, there is a skill gap that can pose challenges if teams are unfamiliar with those cloud technologies, which can slow down the adoption and lead to inefficiencies. So to address these challenges, a structured and phased migration approach is often the most effective strategy. So instead of like just do a big bang migration, organizations can typically begin with a discovery and assessment phase by evaluating the applications and then the data dependencies and regulatory constraints. So a well-defined migration roadmap helps the organization prioritize their low-risk workloads first, allowing the teams to build confidence and expertise before handling more mission-critical projects. So this incremental approach is going to reduce the risk and enhance the operational stability, and then ensures a smoother transition to the cloud. There are on the people skills side, so you'll have to invest in training, and the change management is crucial for a successful cloud migration. So, and lastly, is selecting the right migration tools is essential for a smooth cloud transition. So you can use like available cloud native tools to lift and shift databases or the data volumes efficiently. And then a phased migration strategy, upskilling the teams and leveraging the right tool set in the cloud, and organizations can overcome these data silos, latency issues, and skill gap issues by transforming migration into a predictable and seamless process.
Thank you very much for this explanation. And I know that it will take months or years to do that.
Yeah.
However, let's assume that now this migration is completed. And then companies start delivering cloud solution, for example, on Azure. What best practices and processes separate the best that are really creating value from the rest?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's going to take months, but perfect planning and following the best practices can migrate to the cloud seamlessly. So to successfully deliver the cloud solutions requires a combination of technical best practices and process discipline. So consistency and the quality are essential. So which is why like establishing a well-defined architecture review board or design authority early in the process, that helps ensure that every solution aligns with enterprise standards and compliance requirements before the implementation. So frameworks like Azure Well Architecture Framework, for example, provides the guidance on security, performance, reliability, cost optimization, and operational excellence, which ensures that the solutions are built with the like best practices in mind. So when it comes to practice, this involves evaluating whether a design follows security baselines optimizes resource usage. So automation is also a fundamental aspect of modern cloud solution delivery. So ensuring this will ensure efficiency, consistency, and the scalability. So the DevOps and the GitHub actions are commonly used to establish these CI/CD pipelines, enabling automated building, testing, and the deployment of both code and the infrastructure. So also the tools like Bicep, Terraform also ensures that all environments are standardized and making deployments repeatable and reliable. So the last aspect is the observability is essential to ensure the performance, reliability, and the system stability from the start. Like the tools like application insights and centralized logging provide real-time telemetry. So that's going to help detect and resolve issues before the users. Using a proactive monitoring, and that's going to improve scalability and also the adaptability. So while integrating these, governance and automation ensures consistency, reliable cloud solution delivery. So yeah, by combining these approaches enables like faster innovation without compromising the quality or the performance.
What you explained means that companies are then able to build up, deliver solution on cloud. It means quicker, cheaper, better, more stable, and ensuring also that companies can develop innovation quicker and get quicker to business result. And now we mentioned the main topic. We need the cloud, we need data strategy, we need the data needs to be migrated at the right place, following the right practices and processes. And now everybody's speaking about AI.
All right.
How can we prepare for what's coming next?
Yeah. Like the future of the cloud data and AI. Yeah. Like the convergence of the cloud and AI is unlocking the innovative solutions. So those are like ones that were unimaginable, transforming like the both new and the existing business models. So with AI operating at the cloud scale, so the organizations can harness the vast computing power and advanced machine learning to drive the intelligence-driven outcomes. So for example, in personalized computer customer experiences, cloud infrastructure provides massive data storage and processing capabilities, while AI interprets user behavior in the real time. So this enables the streaming services to analyze millions of viewing histories simultaneously and then delivering hyper-personalized recommendations. On the other hand, AI moving closer to the edge, where the decisions and the insights are processed directly at the data source rather than relying solely on central cloud data center. So due to the factors like latency, bandwidth constraints, and the data privacy, certain AI workloads are best executed at the edge. So enabling like faster response times and real-time intelligence. So like this hybrid cloud edge architecture is becoming increasingly prevalent across the industries. So with AI models deployed in factories, autonomous vehicles, and smart cities, and while the cloud provides centralized coordination, training and updates. So the emergence of this 5G connectivity will further enhance this capability and enabling the seamless communication between the cloud and edge systems. And that's going to drive the next wave of real-time driven innovation. So in the near future, if you look, the development cycle for intelligent applications is expected to become significantly shorter. So with these cloud native AI tools, ideas can move from prototype to global deployment in just a days or weeks than months. So accelerating the innovation and the experimentation. So the businesses will have the ability to test the AI-driven features more quickly than before, and at the very lower cost, and then leading to a faster iterations and improved decision making. So as a cloud and AI integration deepens, the application will not only become scalable and reliable, but also adaptive and intelligent. So shaping the next wave of digital transformation across all industries.
Thank you very much. It's what you're saying is, or what I'm understanding is, now it's already, the pace of the transformation is really high,
yeah.
And it will get higher and higher with the next wave. And you spoke about the short term. Let's now think about the next 3 to 5 years. How is AI transforming data analytics, and what should leader expect in this time frame, 3 to 5 years?
Yeah, so the AI has been changing the industries very fast pace. So in the next 3 to 5 years, AI has already transformed the way value is extracted from the data. So evolving from traditional analytics that describe past trends to advanced capabilities that predict future outcomes and prescribe optimal actions. So this shift enables solutions like predictive maintenance systems, where IoT sensor data is analyzed to forecast equipment failures, so reducing the downtime and maintenance costs. So similarly, in customer analytics, AI can not only identify potential risks, but also recommend proactive interventions to improve retention. So AI is transforming analytics by lowering technical barriers and enabling broader adoption across the organizations. So automated machine learning also allows users without deep data science expertise to train and deploy those models, making predictive analytics more accessible. So AI-powered BI tools like Power BI, automated insights, and help interpret the trends and generate visuals without coding, and empowering the decision makers with actionable intelligence. So looking ahead, next 3 to 5 years, generative AI and multimodal analytics will become standard. Generative AI can create synthetic data for simulations and then improving forecasting. So while multimodal analytics will integrate text, images, and numerical data for deeper insights generation. So as the AI evolves, the natural language interactions and the intuitive interfaces will make analytics even more accessible. So, however, responsible AI usage is critical. So addressing bias, privacy, and human oversight to ensure ethical and effective decision makings.
Thank you. We hear and we feel that you are very passionate about these topics, that you are a thought leader, you know a lot. But I try to ask a difficult question now. You spoke about the near future, you spoke about the next 3 to 5 years, and now let's fast forward 10 years in time from now. We are back on the CX Goalkeeper podcast. What we are discussing about?
So yeah, that's, if you think next 10 years, fast forward, this podcast maybe will be discussing how AI and cloud have become fully autonomous decision-making ecosystems. So with self-optimizing data platforms and AI-driven governance. So the rise of quantum AI and the edge intelligence will revolutionize how businesses operate, making real-time predictive analytics an everyday reality. So we will explore like how AI co-pilots are deeply embedded in enterprise workflows, and regulatory frameworks for responsible AI have matured. And cloud ecosystems are seamlessly integrated across decentralized and then the blockchain-powered data networks. So the conversation will no longer be about adapting AI, but about how humans and AI collaborate to drive business value in ways we can't yet imagine.
And I hope to have you really back in 10 years from now, because then we can discuss about 10 years ago.
Yeah,
we
sure.
discussed about that. And now we are all these examples.
Yeah.
Arvind, thank you very much for your time. We are coming to an end of this discussion, but I still have two questions for you. The first one is, what's the best way to contact you? Because I think a lot of people would like to deep dive in this topic.
Yeah, the best way to contact me is follow me on LinkedIn, the rate find Arvind, or shoot an email, findarvind@outlook.com, to connect directly with me.
Thank you very much. I will share all this information all in the show notes as usual. And we are coming to the last question. Is Arvind, golden nugget, it's something that we discussed or something new to leave to the audience with?
So yeah, my golden nugget is this, like, data without purpose is just like the storage, but data with AI-driven insights is a transformation. So organizations that treat data as a strategic asset, leveraging AI, automation, and cloud scalability, will lead the next wave of innovation. So the key is not just collecting the data, but making it actionable, governed, and trustworthy. So invest in a strong data foundation, embrace AI responsibly, and empower teams with right tools, because the future belongs to those who can turn real-time insights into competitive advantage.
Arvind, the only thing that I can say at the end of this episode is thank you very much for your time. Great insight. It's something that it's the first time I am discussing on this podcast. It's something really, really relevant, and it's important that also on the business side, we start understanding the importance of data, data strategy, cloud architecture, and then leveraging AI to drive business value, as you perfectly explained to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And to the audience, for today, it's everything. Feedback is a gift. Please let us know what you think about this episode. Let me know or contact directly Arvind. You will find all the information in the show notes. Thank you very much and bye-bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please share the word of mouth. Subscribe it, share it. Until the next episode, please don't forget, we are not in a B2B or B2C business. We are in a human-to-human environment. Thank you.